What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good Wednesday afternoon, Grant and Danny with you on The Fan. August 20th, 2025. We will take you up to 6:15 tonight. Got a nice show planned for you. Former Redskins offensive lineman and Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth will be on the show. We will also talk with Chris Miller of Monumental Sports, the voice of the Wizards at 5. John Wall is retired. We want to look back at his career. Who better than Chris, who was on the sideline for the vast majority of Wall's time with the team? And then at 6 o'clock today, Mackenzie Gore of the Washington Nationals, our weekly appointment to him via Main Street Bank. Looking forward to talking to the ace of the Nats and their lefty all-star coming off of a second straight quality start. Danny, how are you?
I'm all right, my friend. It's so gloomy out. It's like all week it's this gloomy thing. Someone was like, someone who like sounds like they know stuff, or like, well, it's the tail of a hurricane or some kind of thing. Like, I don't know where anything is. I look at my weather app to figure out what I'm supposed to wear that day, and that's as far as I can do it. People who are aware of like geostorms and what's going on like off the coast of blah, 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 always amazing to me, but it's so stupid and gloomy.
Last night at Nats Park was kind of wild.
Yeah.
For an August baseball game to be in the press box and freezing cold was a first.
That's weird, man.
Even the official scorekeeper, Ben, came over the mic and he said, first pitch temperature, I think he said it was 70 degrees, 71 degrees. And he said, and yes, folks, it is August. And it's like, Ben, are you editorializing on the mic? Normally the scorekeeper goes, hit, error, game time, temperature, attendance. You know, it's very, very quick and dirty.
He dropped a bit on you?
But he dropped a little bit.
He's good for Ben.
And it is August. You're right. Look at your calendars. It says August.
Right in the middle, too.
But it was a little chilly, man. I want to, speaking of chilly, the relationship between Terry McLaurin and the Commanders start right there, because we just got an important update. So Dan Quinn spoke within the last half hour. This is the first time Quinn has really addressed what's going on with McLaurin, certainly since he no-showed the preseason game, was excused in his absence to not come to the game. But more importantly, we hadn't really gotten an update on how things are going to trend. Is he going to practice today? Are they elevating him in some way to get closer to playing? Is he participating? So this is what we got from Dan Quinn as his press conference about a half hour ago got started.
The return to play part, that's the good news. So we're out of the rehab phase with Terry. His ankle's good. He's healthy. So now it's a return to play. What goes into all that at that position specifically, like the max speeds, the decelerations, the route tree of going through that. So that's kind of the good news of where we're at. It's just, conditioning and football and returning to play. And so almost all the guys are at some phase along that way. You're going to see McGee at practice. You're going to see Baptiste, they just have kind of gone through that process as well, where they're out of the rehab portion of their, returning to play. And then it's back into like the football simulated work. So, we're excited that, he's back and getting better conditioning and getting things going.
So if you were wondering, are they going to start acknowledging that this is less about his ankle and more about the contract? The answer is no.
Nope.
Cliff Kingsbury, when he spoke last week, said it's time to get guys on the field when asked about Terry McLaurin. That was the closest thing to a bad cop and a good cop, bad cop relationship, kind of nudging the player, hey, let's go to practice. And what we asked that day, what we discussed and gave opinions on was, is this a shift in paradigm and philosophy from the team, or is this just Cliff Kingsbury being honest, who probably doesn't have to play as nice? He's not the head coach. He's the coordinator. He needs to accumulate yards, and he needs to put up points. And if you're not going to help him to do that, he's going to be kind of irritated with you. And so that's pretty clearly what that was, because this was more of the same. This is, you're asked about Terry, and you address him and Sam Cosmi and Jordan McGee all together.
Because it's the same.
The rehabbing group. The one interesting quote, I thought, that came out of Quinn today was that he doesn't want to play Where's Waldo with Terry McLaurin updates, which I respect. And I understand why he wouldn't want to play Brian Fantana Panda Watch. You'll have to forgive the rest of us who have a season to prepare for, just like you do. Different capacity. You're the head coach. The wins and losses matter to you. But as fans of the team that are investing a lot of money and energy and time and effort, and as media members who are covering this thing, you're going to have to forgive us for wondering where Waldo is, when Waldo is the number one wide receiver who's going to make the difference between you getting deep into the playoffs or not.
Yeah, if I know you don't want to answer the question. Sorry. Don't be the head coach then. Like, I don't want to eat this salad that I have for lunch because salads are stupid. I hate them. But I'd like to be less fat, so I'm going to eat the salad. See what I'm saying? It's part of the obligation. I understand it's not fun to answer, but this is part of the job. However you want to answer it, you can keep doing the charade, I suppose.
And I'll say this, even though he doesn't answer the question or give really legitimate information on the question, like, I don't know many coaches that handle themselves better in the relationship with the media part of it.
Does a great job, yeah.
And the podium part of it than Dan Quinn. He is energetic. He is pleasant. He's warm. He's personable. Don't expect to get a whole lot of intel very often, but in terms of not bristling, not being annoyed, you know, Mike Vrabel's just going to call you out and call you an idiot and treat you like you're 10 years old. Sometimes be borderline unprofessional, like, you know, some college basketball coach or whatever who's just going to yell at the kid who's working for the local school paper or whatever. Dan Quinn's not going to do that. I mean, right. He treats everybody with a level of decency, which I appreciate. And I've long said, I like coaches who keep things close to the vest. I'm just surprised this is still the tact they're going with on McLaurin.
Yeah, it's a way to not have to address anything.
Yeah.
And that's the plan, I suppose, up at the podium.
It would be annoying to have to constantly update everybody as the head coach when it's not your deal. Like, Adam Peters speaks before camp, and then he doesn't speak again for a long time, which is how they do it. I'm not calling out Adam Peters. I think that's normal. But he is the one, or Brandon Sosna, who is this very sharp front office executive who is working on the contract. Those are the guys, frankly, that you need to ask questions to. Dan Quinn is the head coach who's trying to get the team ready to play. And each morning he goes, will I have Terry or not? And they say, you will not. And then he goes out to the field. So I understand why that would be annoying. But for me, it does just get old to have to keep pretending. It feels like we're playing a game of pretend. Now, he's right. He's missed so much time that he does actually have to condition now. So this new part of it is legitimate. He's got to go out there and run and get in shape.
But is he? I mean, is he doing that? Is he doing the, like, actual return to practice stuff, or you just get to say it?
That's what we're going to figure out in the next few minutes, probably. Yeah. I mean, their practice starts at 2 o'clock. Is he going to be on a side field running with Jordan McGee, or is he still in the building or nowhere to be found? And that's what we need to know. This was Ben Standig, one of our buddies, talking to Dan Quinn at the press conference about this very matter.
Dan, just to clarify, will we see Terry today out here doing anything?
Not at the practice portion. He had a big part of the run that went along today. I'm not going to play Where's Waldo, guys, all right, moving forward. So just so we're clear on that. So Terry's return to play format is no different than any of the other players. And so I'm not jumping at you, Ben, but I wanted to make sure, like, the next question doesn't go down this line. He's healthy, which is now a good step to, like, getting closer to being back on the field. So you'll see that earlier than later. I don't have a date circled on my whiteboard in my office, this day for him. But yeah, the good news, we're getting closer to that for sure.
So a few things there. That's what I'm talking about, where he's the nicest guy ever.
Yeah.
Or, like, that was not even close to, like, biting at Ben. And he's like, I'm not trying to be mean here, Ben. And it's like, Well, no, that's clear because you weren't mean at all.
Right.
Right? Like,
you covered that.
He's a very nice person. But at the same time, the part that I will just have to take some issue with is he is the same as everyone else in the return to play. And he's actually not in any way. Right? I mean, this is not the same as the actually injured player who got hurt a couple weeks ago, Brandon Coleman, or the guy recovering from an ACL, Sam Cosmi, or the guy that can't stay on the field, Jordan McGee. Like, this is not the same. And pretending like it is a little bit disingenuous. It's strategic and understandable.
It's their way out. It's the way to, and again, you can even hear it in there where he's going, I want to preclude, so it's not the next question, the next question, the next question. Now, if you're there every day and you've got to deal with the man, I understand, and maybe that's going to work. But outside looking in, sorry, with all due respect to Jordan McGee, who I've never seen play football, basically. I mean, that's hyperbolic. I've seen like 7 seconds of it. The biggest story is the number one wide receiver who no-showed at the game. You know what I mean? Like, I need to know what he's doing and when he's doing it and how it's happening. Is this resolved? Is it not? Is it closer? Is it not? And you're the only person that we can talk to. If we could talk, it's not me, but if the media could talk to Adam Peters, if the media could talk to Josh Harris, we have no access to anybody except for you who are required to do this thing.
Right.
So you're trying to head off the questions at the pass. God bless you. There's going to be a push and pull there, but there needs to be that push.
Well, the other part of that answer that was interesting to me was when he talked about that we're getting closer. He said he is now healthy, which means he's off the PUP list. He's been cleared. And he made it sound like sooner rather than later he'll be on the practice field. That is what he said in the back half of that answer. Grab me the second part of that answer so I can kind of get the wording right on this.
He's healthy, which is now a good step to like getting closer to being back on the field. So you'll see that earlier than later. I don't have a date circled on my whiteboard in my office. This day for him, this day for him. But, yeah, the good news, we're getting closer to that for sure.
So that's a sooner than later he's going to practice because he's healthy. And the way he's selling it today is we've got to get him in shape, so it's time to do a bunch of cardio. So you can just set that to the side. The important question that is not going to be answered by Dan Quinn or anybody else out there right now is it up to you guys when he practices? To me, that if you really want to peel all the layers back and get to the nitty-gritty here, get to the bottom line of what is going on, is Terry McLaurin not practicing today because you guys are telling him, hey, we got to get you in shape. I know you're ready to start practicing, but the first step is cardio and the return to practice plan that we've put together for you. Take a look at it. We just emailed it to you. It's on your phone. And you open it and it says, do 100 sprints and you know do this with Chad Reinhardt on the side field where he's got the bungee cord wrapped around you or whatever it is, right? Is that what's happening? Is it up to you, and that's why he's not practicing now? Or is this another day where Terry McLaurin isn't coming down to the field? Like, if he said, and we'll just take him at his word, that he ran today or did whatever it was, non-practice division, that they wanted him to do. Well, that's a tell that he has ramped up his activity, I would think.
Right.
He had been sitting in a training room doing whatever that was. Now, if on the practice field he's actually doing something and that's what he's allowed to do, that's not that different from participating in a practice in terms of he's playing ball.
Yeah, like let's say he wasn't hurt. And again, he's not. But let's say he wasn't hurt. And would he have practiced today? You know what I'm saying? Or are we still in the discord phase? Are we still in the he's not doing it phase out of protest, out of being upset, et cetera? Like, again, there's so many layers to the onion. And there's so many different elements to this thing. And this is the tact that they've chosen to be able to not have to answer questions. Because anything that you ask on this front about the contract, the status, how disgruntled is he, how mad is he, you know, where does this end, where does it go, have you talked to him, how close it is, you get to pull the lever. Return to play, injury stuff. So he's working his way back. How is he working his way back? No. He's working his way back just like the other injured guys are working their way back. Again, it was their out. It's how they decided to couch this thing to create as little drama as possible. And I understand that, by the way. Again, it's easy to have these sorts of things escalate if you start getting into a war of words. I mean, again, think back to Bruce Allen and Trent Williams, where one side says one something and that pisses the other side off, and now they become more intractable, and next thing you know, fines are happening, and you're trading for nothing. A guy that would, you know, a future Hall of Fame player, a gold jacket, a Ring of Fame player, is now disgruntled with the organization. That's why they excused his absence and didn't start fining him. It's why they haven't gotten down to the nitty-gritty yet. Because they could. They're within their rights at this point for someone that's, you know, potentially missing things and kind of getting ready for the season. And he's not participating, which is part of his contract.
Should I take when he says that his return to the practice field is no different than any other player to mean that's his message to McLaurin, essentially, that we're now treating you like everybody else? So if you're not willing to do this, that's on you, but we're going to be putting more and more on you. And so it used to be pretty easy when you got to just sit in the building and we could say that you're doing whatever you're doing with the trainer. But now, today you're doing this, tomorrow you're doing this, by Friday we want you out on the field, on the walkthrough. I mean, is that maybe a message being sent? Like, I'm taking it and I'm arguing with the point when he says, he's no different than everyone else. I'm going, he's actually extremely
he's so different, the most different you could be.
But if you just take him kind of at word for word here, Terry's return to play format is no different from any of the other players. He's healthy, which is now a good step to being back on the field. I don't have a date circled. That could also be, I mean, they might be talking to each other through the media a little bit. McLaurin's no longer sitting at Eastern Motors, but he might be saying, all right, you are in this bucket. So we'll have this for you today and this for you on Thursday. And if you don't want to do it, everyone's going to find out. This is now really about you wanting your money.
Huh.
We're not playing the injury game anymore. Because this is the first time, if you're looking for the word, he's healthy.
Yeah.
That is the first time we have heard it. He is healthy. Good step to being back on the field. It's a little bit of a shift because previously, before they took him off PUP,
he's not healthy.
They were
we
suggesting
do?
He wasn't. And they kind of, to your point, throwing their arms up going, what do you guys want? He needs to work with the trainers. He's not healthy enough to practice.
It's interesting. I hadn't thought of it in that next layer that you just addressed. I mean, to me, this is just the natural continuation of the charade, right? Where we were pretending that it was a legitimate PUP. We were pretending that it, you know, this is all, you know, just a guy that's rehabbing back from some injury. And the whole contract thing, the reason we're here, that's I don't know, man. Come on, he's with the trainers. Nothing I can do. To me, this is just the natural extension for that, buying themselves some time. But if it is, you know, that kind of 3D chess there, you know, tip of the cap. But to me, this was just the next phase in, I don't want to answer. I can hide behind the quote unquote injury and rehabilitation for however long. I don't know how long that you get for that, but I think that's all this was.
I'm pretty sure that a couple weeks ago when we last talked about our confidence that he would play in week one, I was at 98, 99%, and so were you.
Yes.
Are you still that high?
No.
Where are you now? So week one, the smoke machine's going off in the end zone. Players are running out. Is Terry McLaurin one of them?
No. I'm sub 50.
Sub 50?
Yeah.
Stop the presses. Throw out the rundown. I mean, this is good to know. You no longer think Terry McLaurin will play against the Giants?
No. That's now again, if he's actually doing any of the things that Dan Quinn said today and he understands that football's happening this year, then he's under contract to play it, maybe. But I just think...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think his agent is so dug in and has so overshot this thing and has poisoned the waters here that
we're now going to do, we're going to do the damaging thing. We're going to sabotage our season, sabotage ourselves, sabotage our career for this fool's errand that's never going to happen.
That is a massive declaration.
I hadn't realized until you asked me that question directly.
That's a pretty big deal. Yeah. We need dramatic sound effects, Darius. We need, you know, the guy just found out that the killer of this person is the same as the killer of the other person in the Law and Whatever episode. Danny just had his epiphany. So you don't think he plays. Now, either way, it's a huge deal, but I think it could be different. One path is that he's just not ready to play yet, but he's actually back with the team practicing, and he'll be back for, I would say week two, but they play Thursday after Sunday. So if he misses game one, he's missing probably two games. So he's back for week three. Or is he actually still holding out? Because if he's still holding out, to me, that would be amazing. That would be all-time stunning. Are you saying he's still not actively a part of the club?
Yeah.
Or just it's so hard for him to get ready as late as he's dragged this thing out that he's not ready to go?
I'm saying it's still an active holdout.
Wow. Did you take your sunglasses off and look off to the side while you said it?
It's time to hold on.
Yeah!
You know, like going to the whole episode. Yeah, it's I do. I think it's now the missing of the game changed my eye line. Like, again, there are like dudes with way more acrimony publicly who have said way worse things. Way more shots have been fired. You know, making the trip, watching the game with the team, there with their brothers. You know, yucking it up on the sidelines, you know, weird bucket hat on, towel over your shoulder for some reason, whooping and hollering at backups making plays in the preseason game. He wasn't there.
Does anybody else agree with Danny that didn't at one point? Like, if you, from Jump Street, just thought he wasn't going to play in week one, okay, whatever. But has anybody else changed their mind on this that was very confident he'd be on the field all along that now thinks he's not going to play in that opener? I'd like to hear from you on that. 800-636-1067. We can open up the phones. Plus, I want to get an update for you on Brian Robinson. There is a report out there of one particular team that is kicking the tires on him. We'll give you the details on Grant and Danny.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.